Harper Audio presents War Cry by Wilbur Smith with David Churchill, read by Sean Barrett. 2 months had passed since war had been declared, and the autumn sun that shone down from the clear blue skies over Bavaria was so glorious that it seemed to cry out for beer to be drunk and songs to be sung in hearty, joyful voices. But the Oktoberfest had been cancelled, and the double Phaeton limousine proceeding up the short drive of the villa in Grünwald, just outside Munich, bore tidings that were anything but joyous. The car pulled to a halt. Its chauffeur opened the passenger door to allow a distinguished gentleman in his late 60s to disembark, and a uniformed butler admitted him into the house. A moment later, Atala, Countess of Meerburg, looked up as the family lawyer Victor Solomons was shown into the drawing room. His hair and beard might now be silver, and his stride was less vigorous than it had once been, but the impeccable tailoring of his suit, the gleaming white of his perfectly starched collar, and the flawless shine of his shoes reflected a mind that was still as precise, as sharp, and as insightful as ever. Solomon stopped in front of Atala's chair, gave a respectful little nod of the head, and said, "Good morning, Countess." His mood seemed subdued, but that was only to be expected, Atala reminded herself. Solomon's beloved son, Isidore, was away at the front. No parent could ever be light-hearted, knowing that their child's very survival now lay at the mercy of the gods of war.
"Good morning, Victor. What an unexpected pleasure to see you. Do please sit down."
Atala extended a dainty hand towards the chair opposite her.